Blog Talk Radio.
Down the highways, the freeways, the interstates, and even around the corner, we need your angelic protection. And in the name of Jesus, we bind all forms of hurt, and we loose health, safety from all forms of harm. We loose a shield from satanic darts. We loose peace of mind and security. We loose a clear mind. We loose honesty and trust. We loose success. We loose loyal friends. We loose committed people to our lives, so we won't cause and have pain that keeps us in bondage. And in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we release angelic protection as you promised. Psalm 91 and 10, that you have given your angels charge over us. Isaiah 54 and 17 declares that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I decree that we have a shield and a sword, a shelter of refuge, and a divine covering. Father, protection everywhere we walk, every place our feet trod. I thank you for protection. According to your word in Psalm 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God, you said in Psalm 121 and 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Proverbs 30 and 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Isaiah 59 and 19 says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Romans 8 and 37 says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Romans 8 and 31 says, what can we say to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? We thank you for protection. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3 says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I praise you in the name of Jesus, that we're covered, and we are protected in the precious, matchless name of Jesus. And it's done. Amen. As we come to the throne room, I believe one of the most significant prayers that we can pray is prayer for our families and our marriages. For we see that all over the world, the enemy is trying to bring division to our households. For the word of God says that a house that's divided cannot stand. And we're getting ready to cover our families and our marriages. Families are important, and we need our family units to stay whole. When families live together, they encounter all types of oppositions, all types of decisions, and all types of circumstances. But through prayer, God will bless our marriages and our family. So, Father, we come to you in the humble posture to your throne of grace and your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus. Oh, what a privilege it is to be able to reverence your holy and your majestic name. For you, God, alone are truly great and you're worthy to be praised. Father, we need you to cover our marriages and our families. Cover our families with divine love and our unity. Cover our marriages with trust. Cover our marriages with love. And cover our marriages with commitment and loyalty. Cover our families with laughter. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you tie us together as a family unit, that we will have strength from one another. We pray that our houses, in the name of Jesus, will be havens of peace, that they'll be our personal getaways from the complexities of life. We pray that home will be a place in which we look forward to going. And we bind in the name of Jesus every satanic spirit that's fighting our home. The spirit of lack, the spirit of poverty, confusion, and division. We come against discord, inappropriate associations and relationships. We bind the spirit of rage and the spirit of violence, physical and verbal abuse, sexual abuse, and selfishness. We come against the spirit of criticism, stubbornness, and deceit. We bind infidelity, abandonment, adultery, separation, and neglect. And we come against all hatred and unforgiveness and every wicked person that wants to separate our family unit. We come against all forms of evil against our marriages and our family unit. And we loose in the name of Jesus the God-given spirit of unity. God, guide our family. Give us spiritual devotion and forgiveness. Let our homes be homes of laughter, agreement, loyalty and obedience, commitment, and release health and release wealth. Father, when we don't even understand what to do on those hard days, when everyone is frustrated and everyone is up under stress, slip your presence in our homes so that we can have peace. We declare that our whole family shall walk in love and compassion, and that you'll give us internal peace in our marriages and among our children. Cover our children and give them insight and give them intellect and give them creative means to discover that their purpose and destiny might be fulfilled. Protect our family in the neighborhood in which we live. Protect our marriages and our family in the workplace and even in our place of worship. Bless our family. Let it function in order according to your word. We pray according to the word of God. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. Let us learn how to yield and submit ourselves one to another. Ephesians 6:1-4 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou may live long on the earth. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up into the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Father, let our children see that the heroes and the real role models are right within our house. We thank you that according to Psalm 102 and 28, that the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. We thank you for long life. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for posterity. And we thank you that our families after this day will never be the same. Thank you, God, for bringing happiness, peace, protection, and togetherness. Most of all, favor in your protection and your grace is in our household. Satan, you can't have our house. It belongs to God. As for me and this house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you, God, that it's done in Jesus' name. As we come to the throne of grace, the prayer for deliverance. God, before I start this prayer, we need to be delivered. It just simply means to be set free, to be handed over to another that will best care for them. God, we need so much deliverance. We need deliverance from our secret demons, our private struggles, and our hidden fears. And as we get ready to come to your throne, if we ever needed you, we need your deliverance. Father, we can't go anywhere else but you. What we're dealing with, you're the only power that can change this. Your son Jesus is the precious gift that you've given us to give us access to you. And we bless your name, Jesus. God, you're alone, O God, and we reverence your holy name. How excellent is that name, and you're so faithful. I'm asking you, with the most purest and sincere heart that we can ask you, please bless our life with deliverance. We're tired of shackles. We're tired of faking, and we're tired of the counterfeit smiles. We want to be set free for real. We need deliverance to rest upon our lives. We need your deliverance so we can find out who we really are. For God, we can't know who we really are, bound, hurting, regretful, ashamed, embarrassed, hurt. But right now, God, we pray that every place that we encounter, and that we enter, and that we reside, and that we visit in our present and in our future, that you can set us free. We know today, God, that we can't be free without you. And in the name of Jesus, according to your word, according to Matthew 18 and 18, we bind every satanic spirit of heaviness, spirit of addiction and spirit of depression, spirit of oppression and spirit of fear. God, we're tired of tormenting spirits, and we're tired of death and failure and guilt and shame and generational curses and the spirit of divination and sorcery. We're fighting wicked imaginations and soul ties and drugs and alcohol. Matter of fact, we don't even want to be like we are, depressed and oppressed, dealing with past failures and past guilt and past mistakes. We're fighting temptation, and we're fighting unforgiveness, and some days we're prideful. Some days we fight anxiety and stress. We're fighting lust, and we're fighting poverty, and we're fighting sin and brokenness. And some days we're just so empty. No one really understands. And God, there are days when it's so heavy until we can't even discuss it because we don't want to break down again. Our tears have transferred from our eyes and they have landed upon our heart, and deep down inside we're crying. There's a silent cry deep within our soul. Today we need you to deliver us because we're tired. We're tired and we need you to break the heaviness. Destroy it at its very root. We're ready to be free. We need overcoming power. And we loose in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
We loose the spirit of love and unity.
I pray that you are enjoying the prayers this afternoon.
Spirit of peace.
So many people need peace.
Give us praise
during this time. During the coronavirus,
Father, you said in Psalms,
so many people are facing fear.
Call upon the Lord, and the
but
Lord
God,
say,
in His Word, said, "Man ought to always pray and not faint." You are listening to God's favorite program coming to you tonight to encourage you tonight to have faith in God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out tonight to help heal your hurt. God loves you, and no matter what is going on, He's right here to help you, to lead you, to direct you, to heal you, and to set you free. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is our source. And He's our strength. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we can come before you tonight, God, giving you glory and honor, praise God, for all that you have done for us throughout this day, how you have kept us, oh God, how you have led us, oh God, and how, oh God, you've been great and you are gracious to us. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, for your healing virtue, heal our minds from all the chaos that's going on, oh, God. Heal our minds that we can think solely upon you, oh, God. Keep us, oh, God, with our eyes lifted up toward the hills from which comes our help. All our help comes from you, Lord. Oh, Father God. Oh, God. Let your angels, oh, God, refresh us, oh, God, that we, oh, God, oh, Father God, be refreshed in you, Father God. Be rejuvenated in you, God. Oh, God, stand up in the midst of all the adversities, oh, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's listened to this program, far and near, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I pray, God, your blessings on everyone, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, for healing us and setting us free. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for your healing virtue, God. Thank you for every son, every daughter, oh, God, for deliverance, oh, God, those behind prison walls, oh, God. Father God, continue to do your perfect work in them, oh, God. Heal from every hurt, oh, God. Heal from, oh, God, we pray your deliverance, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal, Lord God, from the top of their head to the sole of our feet, God. Oh, Father God, thank you for deliverance now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, you are so good and so kind and so gracious, God. Oh, we thank you and give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Well, I'm so glad that you all are on tonight. I pray that you will listen to Minister Gigi Gertha Marchand on Monday night at 6 p.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. But at this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, Minister Peggy Biden.
Well, thank God we're here and we're to hear God's word. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504-347-5797. Phone number that you can call and we will speak with you. Also, to listen to our program, area code 714-409-0578 and press 1. That will let us know that you would like to give a praise report or make a request. We would love for you to hear from you. On Sunday nights at 7, we're on, and on Friday nights at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorite. Call this number on Friday nights at 8 p.m., area code 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word on Sunday night with our pastor, Vivian George, and on Friday night with our minister, Janice Williams, at 8 p.m. Today we have quite a few prayer requests. God knows that everything everybody feels and hears. First of all, we need to pray for ourselves to be a good Christian, to have deliverance from all evil around us. And yet, we will receive our blessings. Bless me, Heavenly Father. Forgive my erring ways. Grant me strength to serve thee. Put purpose in my days. Give me understanding enough to make me kind, so I may judge all people within my heart and not my mind. And teach me to be patient in everything I do, content to trust your wisdom and to follow after you. And help me when I falter, and hear me when I pray, and receive me in thy kingdom to dwell with thee someday. It's a great blessing, and you can take and just call on to God. He wants a true worship from you. The God of gods in Psalms 50. The Lord speaks, he calls the earth from the rising to the setting of the sun. God shines from Jerusalem, whose beauty is perfect. Our God comes, and he will not be silent. A fire burns in front of him, and the powerful storm surrounds him. He calls to the sky above and to the earth that he might judge his people. He says, gather around, you who worship me, who have made an agreement with me using a sacrifice. God is the judge, and even the sky says he is right. God says, my people, listen to me. Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not scold you for your sacrifices. You always bring me your burnt offering. But I do not need bulls from their stall or goats from their pen, because every animal of the forest is already mine. The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. I know every bird on the mountain, and every living thing in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, because the earth and everything in it are mine. I don't eat the meat of bulls or drink the blood of goats. Give an offering to show God, to show thanks to God. Give God, Most High, what you have promised. He wants us to promise him, and we do promise him. But it's our duty to keep our promise to God by praying, by telling others about him, by letting other people know. God is God for protection. Let's pray tonight for protection against this virus that's going around. Let's pray for protection of our children, our schools, our teachers, most of all, the nations around the world. They need protection. We have to say, God is God. He's God in our life, and he's God everywhere we look. There's churches that is closing down because of this virus. That's only Satan coming against the Christian, because it's in the air and it's going, and anybody can get it. But let's pray protection around each other. God gave us that word, that we could pray for one another. A relative of mine that works at Emory University Hospital called and told me, he says, please be careful. Wash your hands. Clean your teeth. Put more water in your body. It will flush the impurities out of your body. Isn't that something that we all should do all the time? Don't be afraid of this virus. Don't be afraid of anything, because God said, if we ask, we shall be blessed. We come on to the Lord for protection. We come on to him for saving grace. We come to him for the betterment of our human soul. Just think how God has blessed us. God has blessed us many times. Yes, we pray for those people in the hospital with this virus. Yes, we pray for those that's on ventilators and those that are given but a few days. Keep going. But God knows when we should die, and God will call his people home when he wants to. Think about it, dear ones. Keep clean. Keep showing God that he is the God of our people, and we love him. We pray for those that are grieving tonight. One of our friends that comes to our Bible study the first Saturday of every month, her mama passed away. We pray for that family. We pray for others that lost out there. There's a lady that's having a knee replacement. Let's ask God to be with her and take care of her, because we never know with this virus around what other infections will get in to the hospital and cause complications. But we come mostly onto God for our salvation. We come to him. Blessings. We ask him to touch each one of you that is listening tonight, and each one that will listen any night, any day of the week to our program. We ask a special blessing and a special union with him. God wants true worship, and that's why he's there. We will receive his kingdom and will dwell with him one day if we keep faithful to him. God bless you, and may you just call this number on Friday, on Sunday night, 714-409-0578, God's favorite radio program. Sunday night at 7 and Friday nights at 8. You will be blessed. Thanks for listening. God's protection on you. Dear Vivian.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Peggy. Did you have a problem coming on tonight? I just got a call and said all circuits are built busy. Was
yes,
the circuits busy it, when
it went through?
Huh?
It just went they through.
Were. Okay.
I pressed the one and it came on. I hope they heard me.
Okay. Okay. All right. I just got a call and said the circus was busy. So I'm just wondering, is everything still busy? Okay. Thank you so much, darling. God bless you. I just thank you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank Minister Peggy for coming on and giving us all the announcements for tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just bless all those that's trying to come on and having problems. Praise God. But God is still the answer to everything in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything. Can't leave anything out. Praise God. We just give him the glory, the honor, and all the praise. Praise God. So let's talk about the coronavirus in a sense and see a little bit of what's going on in our world. We know that God said these things will come to pass. So we're going to look at the signs of Jesus coming, famine and disease. God spoke of these things, so we shouldn't be alarmed when we hear things coming up on the land, because God said these things will come. And then he said also that people will be running, trying to find a place to hide, running to try to find food and everything. And we see people doing this every time we have a disaster coming on the land. Look at Matthew 24:7. It says, "For nations shall rise up against nations and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines. So we can expect famines, pestilences. There's going to be more than one. There's going to be various earthquakes in diverse places. We can know all these things are going to come to pass. Praise God. They must come to pass because the word of God says so. Revelation 6:8 says, "So I looked, and behold, pale horse, and the name of him who sat upon it was death." There's going to be death in some of these things in these last days. And Hades followed him. Some of them is not going to be saved. They're going into Hades. Praise God. "And power was given to them over the fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger." There's going to be hunger. Look for it. God is not coming yet, but the signs are here. And there will be death. There is death in every virus that comes about and by the beast of the earth. Praise God. Famine, the word famine comes from the Greek word that means secrecy of grain. There won't be no grain. Praise God. And we're going to look for people. We're going to see that one day if you live long enough. There won't be no food. Just like they was running for all kind of stuff this time. But this one time they're going to come, they can't find food. You remember when Joseph's family went to Egypt to get grain? And Joseph had to provide for his family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the word used in here is poor, it depicts multiple famines that will occur on a global scale at the end of the age. Praise God. These things will appear in our lives and the life to come until Jesus comes back. There will be problems. Why? Because on this earth you shall have trials and tribulations and troubles, but he said, be of good cheer, for you shall overcome them. The problem of world hunger is alarming, and it is a growing problem. We have hunger right now all over the world. All over the world. So there will be hunger. So we can expect it. Some statistics from 2016 world hunger and poverty. More than 250,000 people die every year around the world from hunger and hunger-related issues. As many as 500,000 children become blind each year due to a vitamin deficiency. Half of those die within a year of becoming blind. I have noticed then when I went to Africa, children that have vitamin deficiencies, they're not getting the right proper food, the right vitamins. My heart goes out. Praise God. Besides those who die from starvation, we see that how children are dying because they don't have food. The mother trying to nurse them and she don't have enough nourishment in her body. Praise God. There are millions more who languish in unnourished conditions all across the world, all around the world. We sit and we don't think about it, but we are too. We ought to think about it. We ought to pray about it because he said the poor we will have with us always. And he told us to pray for them. And if we can give to them, we give. Praise God. Jesus said that prior to his coming, world hunger would increase at an alarming rate. World hunger will increase at an alarming rate. So we can see, we can look for things to get worse. This coronavirus is just a light plague that's coming right now. Just remember in the Old Testament how God allowed all kind of plagues to come up on the land. Well, it's still going on. We're still going to have plagues until Jesus comes back. James 4, 1 and 2. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. The Bible said we will have wars, rumors of wars. We're going to have wars in our family because people are not praying. People are not serving God. They are caught up in their own world, their own thing, their own doing. Praise God. In consideration of famines, the Bible declares that there will be a famine of another kind. There will be a famine of hearing the word of God, and that is what I'm saying. People does not want to hear the word of God. They will turn you off. They don't want to hear the word. They don't want to believe. Who wrote the Bible? They're going to ask you all kind of questions. They don't want to believe in God. But surely when they don't believe, and we sometimes want to know, well, why they don't want to serve God, leave them alone. All we have to do is live it before them. But one day they will suffer because they have not adhered to the word of God. The word of God is the only thing that is going to stand. Everything else is going to crumble. This whole world is going to crumble. But the word of God, because it's God, he will always, he always will and always will be praise God, there will be a famine of hearing of God's word. They don't want to hear. Some people ask, where is God? Amos 8:11 said, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that there I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst of water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. It is written that it will come. It is written. And if it's God said that it's going to be, it's going to be. Because God wants us to hear his word. So many people turn off when they see the word of God. And they put down on ministers with the word of God. But we can't put down on anybody. We have to get the word of God down. And we don't know who God's sending. We have to pray. Connected to this famine of hearing the word of God is what Paul mentioned when that's how Paul described them. The Greek word translated itching ears means to rub, scratch, or tickle. To want one ears tickled is to desire messages that charm rather than challenge. Itching ears want what feels good rather than what is the truth produces. They don't want the truth. They just want what they want. Another sign that Jesus is coming soon. Praise God. We don't know when. We don't know when. We don't know what it will take for him to come back. Only he knows. Only Jesus knows. We are to pray. I brought you prayers tonight instead of singing. To pray for every aspect of our lives. Because people are hurting. People are running. I hear that people was in grocery stores and buying out everything. And God said that was going to happen. And that's not going to be the last time you hear it. But God also spoke of the five foolish virgins and the five wise. We supposed to already have these supplies. We supposed to keep supplies. That's a wise version. But when you're a foolish one, you don't keep your supplies. You're supposed to already have water and food. Praise God. There will be pestilence and diseases throughout your lifetime. Matthew 24:7, nation shall rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. I repeat it again. And you will hear talk of it. And one pastor said diverse places, many places, various terms to describe disease. Praise God. In Matthew 24:7, the word of word is a plural form meaning at the end of the age, multiples of diseases will appear on this land. Multiple of diseases will appear. He said was the beginning of sorrows. We will hear talk of these things. Praise God. At the end of the age, the potential for a pandemic disease is a very real concern. And pandemic means global, by the way. And we see this now, global. This thing is global. This thing went viral, went global so fast. She said, yes, it's there. Schools are shut down. This thing went global. It's written, my people. It's written, my friend. that this will happen. And we will have more. But people are to be looking to Jesus, looking to God for their strength. So I repeat, at the end of the age, the potential of a pandemic disease is a real concern. A pandemic disease is when a disease is prevalent over the whole country, even on a worldwide basis. Thing is, on a worldwide basis. Can this be the last one? I don't think so. God is trying to get the attention of his people. God is calling us to a time of prayer and fasting before him. Sickness and disease are the result of a fallen world we live in as a result of sin entering the human race. That's where it lies. Sin, because man is turning away from what God has ordained. God, I mean, in so many ways we can look at it. We're falling out of the order of God's divine order. I try to bring on to you every second Sunday the order in which husband and wife should be. We have to follow God's order. If we don't, if the family is not in order, you're not following the order of God. We're gonna have a global pandemic destruction. God organized man, woman, children, the family first. Some people don't even believe in missions. Jesus was our first missionary, and he told us what to do. We're not doing that. We're not even mission-minded. We can only think of ourselves. So sickness and disease are the result of a fallen world that we live in as a result of sin entering the human race. Romans 5:12, therefore, just as though one man's sin entered into the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all have sinned. From that man, Adam, that sin, death has spread. But Jesus has come to give us life and life more abundantly if we would only serve him. Praise God. God desires us to live for him. After he has paid the price for us, after all that he has done for us, he's calling us to him. That's all that's happening. He's calling us a little bit closer and a little bit closer to him. Serve me with your whole heart. Serve me with your whole heart. Don't be drawn to and fro here and there. I'm calling you. God is calling. Praise God. John 5:12-14. Then they ask him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest any worse thing come upon you. God is calling, sin no more. Take up your bed and walk from this virus. Sin no more. This is for the world. This is for you individual. Sin no more. Let's go from here and live the overcoming life that has been provided for us. Praise God. The enemy wants to bring fear. Enemy wants to bring death. The enemy will try to do anything to try to cause you to give up. Will you trust in God with your whole heart, mind, and soul? God is calling. God is calling. Will you follow me? Will you let me lead you? Praise God. The increase of disease in the last day may be a result of man-made toxins and chemicals being released into the atmosphere that will affect people's health. That is what's going on. Man-made chemicals got loose in Africa, in China, and got released into the air, and they spread it. Now they are trying to find out how they can stop this pandemic disease, but it went viral. More people died in China than any other place. So if your immune system is weak during this time, you will catch it. But build yourself up mostly in the Word of God and also your body. Praise God. I will read this again. The increase of disease in the last days may be a result of man-made toxins and chemicals being released into the atmosphere that will affect people's health. It will cause heart defects, eyes, mind, and everything that the enemy has planned for you if you are not. Every believer should meditate on Psalms 91 regularly. This psalm is filled with assurance of protection and deliverance from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. Praise God. There are many pestilence in the land. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul. Believe God. Ask God covering over you. Praise God. Pray God's covering over you during this time of the coronavirus. Praise God. Hallelujah. The enemy is the enemy of fear to scare you. The enemy is the enemy of death. When one dies, people get more fearful. But I tell you, you don't have to be fearful. You can believe God and pray and speak over yourself and believe God. Speak life. Speak that, you know, I've been speaking since this, no disease shall come nigh my dwelling. Not in so many inches of my house, not even so many near my body. Not this house that I live in, physically or spiritually. No harm shall come nigh my dwelling. I'm believing God. Praise God. No harm shall come nigh my dwelling. Praise God. And I bind every influence of the devil. It would. I have Jesus living on the inside, and he told me he lives in me and I in him, and by no means nothing shall harm me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, by no harm, nothing shall harm me. Praise God. So now Psalms 91. And one reads like this, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is who is God. God is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. In him will I trust. Will you say that during this coronavirus? In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. God will deliver you. God will deliver you. Praise God. He shall cover you. And I think about this whole during the day. He shall cover you with his feathers. Oh, I'm under his protection. I'm under his protection. Praise God. And under his wings, you shall take refuge. You're covered. See, he covers you. From his shoes shall be your shield and buckler. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to shield you from this, and he's going to buckle you and keep you. He said, I have you engraved in the palm of my hand. I have you engraved in the palm of, and by no means anything shall harm you. Are we going to trust in God's word? Are we going to believe in God's word? Praise God. End this with the prayer. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Every personal nightmare.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Every place that my feet trod, I thank you that healing has been given to me internally and externally, as well as my family, my neighborhood, my workplace,
yes,
and my place of worship.
Yes,
I decree and I declare that I receive healing.
Yes, Lord.
In my thinking.
Yes, Lord.
I'm whole.
I'm whole, God.
Now I can rest.
We can rest.
I pray these words have brought healing according to your name. That I have overcome. I'm no longer bound. I'm no longer sick.
Praise.
I'm no longer stressed out. But thank God by faith, I am healed in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ.
Praise.
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. We're going to deal more with this next week, praise God, on the healing session of God, how he's going to keep us through this whole thing. He is keeping us, praise God. Hallelujah.
Prayer protection.
Prayer.
When we think of protection, we think of the state of being protected. It's a point of supervision to support one that is smaller and weaker. It actually means to have coverage.
We
thank God that through his son Jesus, even the smaller, thank God we have holy and divine coverage. As we go to the throne of grace, we all need protection.
Yes, Lord.
We need protection from the evils of this world.
Yes,
Lord. We need protection as we leave our homes, as we rest in our neighborhoods, as we work in our workplace. And right now we go to the throne of grace, knowing that God is our ultimate protector. Today, for your divine presence. You alone are God, and you're worthy to be praised. It's an honor to be able to come to your throne at this moment.
May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
We need your guidance. We need your insight. For you, God, are eternal. You're our past, our present, and our future. You're our Alpha and you're our Omega. You're our beginning and you're our end. And I'm asking you with a sincere heart today to bless our life with protection. I pray in the name of Jesus that everywhere we go, everything we encounter, every day we exist, we ask you for divine protection. Father, we're living in a world today to where we just don't know. We're living in
peril. Bye-bye now.
Men are growing more evil, more wicked, so we need your protection. And in the name of Jesus, our entire families, our children,